So my name is Rawan Kitoa. I live in Geneva, still living between both Saudi and Geneva, and I'm a fashion consultant and a stylist.
I'm Michelle Schifiletti, and you're listening to Thaqafat.
Rawan Kitoa was born and raised in Riyadh for most of her lifetime. In 2016, she moved to Jeddah, where she continued her career in talent acquisition and youth impact in corporate firms over the past decade. Despite her career climbing up the corporate ladder, she had a passion for fashion and art since she was a young child. Her mother had been a continual role model for her. Her passion encouraged her to launch a retail footwear and Ramadan wear brand with her sisters in 2016. Working in Jeddah further inspired her to become involved in the creative community booming. Rawan today is a fashion consultant and stylist focused on all creative areas in the industry of fashion. Rawan, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start and tell me a little bit about you, how you grew up, and how you got to where you are today.
I was born in Taif because of my dad's work at that time. And then I moved to Riyadh when I was 3 years old. I almost lived my entire life there in Riyadh. Then in 2016, also I moved to Jeddah with my family because most of my family lives in Jeddah and in the Western region. Then I got married in 2019 and Geneva came as a surprise, and I moved to Geneva with my husband recently. Talking about my childhood and the influence behind where I am today, of course, when I was a kid, I did not plan to be a fashion consultant or a stylist, but I'll tell you the story and more behind what happened in my journey. So my mother is an interior designer and she's an artist, and I've actually been quite aware of the creative influence my mother has had on me. I used to always, as a kid, observe her bold style and the way she puts things together, the way she used to dress up. She was very unique in her style in general. So she was always ahead of her time, I would say. And that was really inspiring for me as a young lady, you know. I used to be amazed looking at her vintage pieces and trying to observe the way she mixes colors and fabrics. But on the other hand, my father used to focus on the education part, so he was a bit tough about it. I am the youngest between my siblings, but at the same time, I know this might sound weird, I took life seriously at an early age, I would say, because I started to always plan my days and take care of, you know, my studying and taking everything seriously. I don't know if this is something was good or not, but this is how my childhood, I can describe it. I can see myself back in that day when I was a child. It was very serious, and I took this with myself, by myself. I was so independent as a child, and I wanted to take responsibilities, and I wanted to plan my days and my week. And, you know, so by now you can tell that I'm a freak planner.
Super organized. That's the nice way to say
it. Yeah, super organized. Yeah. And I believe that I took that from my father. Year after year, I was aware and I started to have this awareness of my interests and passion. And I was aware that I'm very passionate about fashion and art in general. I used to collect fashion magazines, watch a lot of fashion shows and fashion documentaries, fashion films. So I was aware that I have this passion. But at the same time, I didn't know when at that age what I can do at this field or in this industry.
I didn't realize you grew up all around Saudi Arabia. What was that like, first of all, moving from place to place, and also like living in such diverse places?
Of course, yeah, that's
so different.
Yeah, it's so different. And comparing, you know, when I was in Taif, I was too young. But, you know, moving from Riyadh after I spent my life for almost 27 years or 28 years to Jeddah, it's very different. Even if there are both in Saudi, the culture, the mindset. It's very different from each, I would say, city. And this is something that is really reflecting on my career and in my inspiration in a daily basis. Because when I moved to Jeddah, also Jeddah has this creative side and these traditions and, you know, these architecture and old traditions that they're very, you know, proud of. And this is something that I'm really interested by. And also Riyadh has its own, you know, beauties and its own culture and tradition. So I believe both of them had play a big role in my inspiration and in my, you know, artistic side.
Yeah. So you say that you kind of always had this interest in fashion and the arts and that intersections. How did you then decide to kind of get into the industry?
I'll go back ahead of time when I graduated from the school. I had two options, either to study abroad, fashion and fashion, or to stay in Saudi and study business. For some reason, to go abroad, it didn't happen. So I decided to study business project management at King Saud University. And at that time, you know, I started to have a clear, I would say, or the typical mindset of graduating from uni and looking and searching for a job to have a well-known career ladder. I had this typical mindset when I graduated right. from university. But at the same time, I'm aware that I still have this passion of fashion. But then I took a different path completely, which is I worked in the corporate. And here I am. I spent 10 years at corporate. It was a very exciting journey with so many success stories, challenges, ups and downs. However, at some point, and I remember this, in the seventh year, I started to have this inner voice and inner feeling that kept asking me, so what's next? Is this mm-hmm. something that you want to continue doing? For me, when I started at the corporate, I chose human resource for a reason, because I didn't want to be in, you know, a normal transactional department with a corporate industry. I wanted to really focus on people. But then I started to feel myself growing and growing. And it was a very nice career. There was nothing wrong about it. I was in a very, I would say, fast moved career. And I was doing very well. But at the same time, I had this, you know, inner voice that is telling me, what about the passion you had since you were a kid? What about that interest? Are you going to do anything about it? And I was so familiar with the corporate, but I'm not so familiar with the fashion industry. So it was for me a gray area, but I, at the same time, I felt it. I'm in a comfort zone in the corporate. And I wanted to get out of that comfort zone, because at some point, all over the journey, I was challenged, but I wanted a new challenge. I wanted something that is different, to keep this drive in me, to have this passion to even grow more and more. I felt like my potential is being limited somehow, and I wanted to really go out of this box and out of this comfort zone.
I mean, a lot of people, they have a creative side and they're interested more in something that's maybe more artistic, but they feel that the right way to go is corporate, or the right way to go is something that we're taught is the more, quote, professional route. And I think you see a lot of people that after they've done tried the corporate thing, they realize that there's a side of them that's not fulfilled.
Exactly. And for me, 10 years at some point were enough. Maybe it wouldn't be the same case for others. But for me, I reached to this point where I felt it's time to move on. It's time to have a different challenge. It's time to impact others in a different way, because I knew that I had this purpose in life in general and this vision to impact others. But why not? I can have the same purpose and the same vision in another industry that I'm passionate about. And at some point, I was interested in that industry for a certain period of time, which is 10 years. But at some point, I wanted to really discover and explore something else and something new. And it's also interesting because sometimes we get confused because we're not familiar with something and we get stuck at some place. But then sometimes you need to take the risk. So what I did is I started to take baby steps. It was not an easy decision to make. It was one of the hardest decisions that I took in my life. And it took me actually 4 years because I started to have these thoughts 4 years ago or 5 years ago in 2016. But I recently only took fully the decision and moved forward. And why it was not easy, because yes, I was confused. I was not really aware of how I'm going to start something from scratch because I've built a name, I've built career during the 10 years. But what I did is I took baby steps. So I started back in the day in 2016 to dig deeper on my thoughts and on my own feelings and to understand why am I confused. And then I started to have some actions and to do some action about it because I wanted to get myself familiar with the fashion industry before I take any decision. So what I did is I started a small business with my sisters. And that experience by itself, even it was a very small retail fashion business, I got to understand more about the brands and more about the shopper behavior and more about the customer service and more about the fashion brands and industry. And then I took another step, which is I started to take fashion courses. So I used to take like long weekends and my vacation from work and from my job to take some fashion courses to get myself familiar with the industry. And then the year after, I became public on social media, and I had a reason for that, to actually connect with people and creative talents in the industry locally and internationally. So I started here to build some knowledge about the industry. I started to become more familiar with the industry until 2019, when I was more confident to take the decision. All of that, you know, made me realize that now it is the time. After, of course, different studies and research, I put a business plan for my next move. And then I finally took the decision and took the risk to finally start by my own and take this, you know, decision and take the step to move forward.
What was it like when you left your corporate job and you're starting something on your own? And it must have been exciting, scary. What was that moment like?
I had mixed emotions. It was very sad to, you know, just emotionally to leave something behind, especially that, you know, I left with a very good position and job title and a certain income and security. It was emotionally difficult and a bit scary, but at the same time, I would say very exciting and very inspiring. And I was really ready to face this challenge. It was very challenging with a passion and with a drive. So for me, it was with very mixed emotions, I would say.
Yeah. So let's then talk about the transition to fashion and now kind of your career in fashion. So fashion can be quite a broad industry. So how did you find your niche within the industry after you did decide to kind of take that leap away from corporate?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, because I started to take like baby steps during the last 4 years in fashion and I got myself familiar with the industry, I always wanted to provide services, and I had this sense of style since I was young. I used to always, you know, support others, my friends, my family about styling tips. And naturally, I found a lot of people came into me asking me about a lot of styling consultation. So what I did, I believe that I have the potential to grow in this field. So I started to take it seriously, and I wanted to shift and transit between, you know, corporate and fashion professionally. And I wanted to, you know, transfer this passion into reality, into business. So first of all, I did like a business plan. I did a lot of research about styling and what are the different, you know, styling services that I can provide. And then I spent the quarantine studying with London College of Fashion and University of Art in London. So I was supposed to travel there, but 2 days before my travel, we went to a total lockdown because of COVID-19, but this didn't stop me. I actually did it virtually for a couple of months. So gladly, I spent the quarantine studying and learning and searching about the styling and networking with people in the industry and creative talent, local talents in Saudi. And recently, I was so lucky to, before also to travel to Geneva, to collaborate with different local talents and different international and local brands in different styling projects, editorial and personal. And today, my vision is to really add value in the fashion industry, especially with the vision of 2030 and what's happening today in Saudi, focusing on the fashion industry. I believe it will grow more and more, and we have a huge potential in the industry. So I wanted to actually offer different services, fashion consultancy, where I can support local and international emerging brands through my styling and fashion consultancy services. And at the same time, to actually experiment and practice my creativity in the editorial styling, because I'm so passionate about editorial styling, where I can really enrich all my artistic side into a photo shoot or a campaign or photography. I feel so, you know, passionate about it. And this is an area also that I'm offering. And then when it comes to personal styling, because I also want to impact others at a personal level. And I feel and I believe that we have a huge potential in the Saudi market to actually also have or offer personal styling consultation and services for personal needs.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because you spoke about the growing industry in Saudi and kind of all of the changes that are happening, even just within the fashion industry. How do you describe Saudi style? Because I think there's a lot of perceptions. I mean, I would say like people say Americans have a casual style, right? How would you describe the Saudi style? And how do you feel like the industry in general is changing?
See, I can say that in Saudi, we started, you know, we have a lot of like this modest, chic, elegant style. I would say there is a huge percentage of people who likes to be categorized in that style. But this is recently is changing. Nowadays, I can see a lot of people, they are having their own style and they're showing their own personalities through their style. And this is something that I want to encourage at a personal level, that you don't have to copy paste any style. You have to have your own identity and your own personality. I'm not here to change, you know, your style and change your personality, but there are certain tips, of course, and there are certain understanding about your personality to develop sense of style. But at the end, I believe like each individual and each human being should has their own, you know, character and style and personality. But in general, like there's a huge percentage of, I would say, the Saudi style in general. If we're going to talk in general, it's more of modest, chic, elegant style.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you can't generalize like a whole country, but I think it's interesting because I think fashion is an expression of a society in some way. And the way people dress and kind of the trends that occur is in some way a reflection of society.
Definitely. And it's part of the culture. And mm-hmm. I see that a lot of our local fashion designers and fashion houses and brands, they are expressing their culture through their designs and through their brands. And this is something very unique. I see that we get inspired by Saudi culture in our daily work as artists or as designers or stylists, because also, as you can see in Saudi, you have a very diversified culture that is different between a city to another. If you go to Taif, it's not like Riyadh, it's not like Hayel, it's not like Jeddah. Even me personally, when I go to Riyadh, my style is a bit different than when I go to Jeddah or Abha or Al-Ula, mm-hmm. because it depends on the culture that we're living in. It's reflecting our inspiration and the way that we dress up.
In terms of the industry, how do you see the industry changing? So think back to when you were inspired when you were a little girl to now. Like, how has the industry changed, and how have the opportunities for people that are interested in fashion, particularly within Saudi Arabia, changed?
One of the reasons that pushed me to take this move and to shift careers is actually the potential we have in Saudi with the changes that are happening. And now there will be a specific institute for fashion. And this is something very promising. And I believe with that, it's actually, aligning with my purpose and with my objective to actually pursue my career in fashion, where there are so many opportunities where I can, encourage and support our local Saudi brands and designers through different platforms and through styling. And actually, that gives me, a hope.
If someone were to say to you, what are you most proud of in your career and in your transition to fashion thus far, what would you tell them?
I would say I'm proud that I developed my awareness for myself and by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm proud that I had the courage to take baby steps until to make this huge decision in my life. I'm proud of being Saudi because we have a very diversified culture and strong vision that we're all, as youngers, working towards it in different industries, from technology, from fashion, from culture. And I'm proud to be part of this nation, and I'm proud to be part of those youngers who would like to make a difference.
Can you share a little bit about your transition to Geneva and how that's kind of affected your work? I mean, personally, I think living abroad, working abroad is such an enriching process, even just on a personal level. I also find that it's enriching professionally, but I'm curious, how has the transition to Geneva been for you professionally?
So for me, I wanted to build a base in the Middle East market before I leave, and which I did during the last 4 years when I started to be engaged with different brands, talents, and creative people in the market. And then I think it's a very good move for me at this stage where I can also connect with international brands here. And the second thing is to represent the Saudi and the Middle East market in Europe. And I'm not going to, be just disconnected. I don't want to disconnect myself from the local brands and local designers.
If you could dream of what you'd want for yourself professionally in the next 5 years, what would that look like? What are some of the aspirations that you have for yourself in this fashion industry?
Of course, since I recently shifted, almost a year, I want to grow more and more in the industry. And as I mentioned, I would have the same purpose to actually support and encourage local Saudi brands and designers and see them grow more and more locally and internationally. And I want to be as a fashion stylist or a consultant that one day I become a role model to other Saudi women or to the other Saudi talents, men and women.
So I'm going to ask you our last question, the usual question, which is, what does culture mean to you?
Culture for me is a big, big part of my daily inspiration. Most of my work and what I do and how I live is inspired by culture. I see and I find uniqueness and beauty in any culture. I like diversified cultures. Specifically in Saudi, as I mentioned, I love how it's very diversified because it's different from a place to another. And it represents each city and each country's tradition, way of thinking, society, behavior. It has a lot of expression of personalities. So I believe I'm inspired by culture in everything that I think of and I do and my work.
Rowan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and thank you for giving me this time to express and to tell my story. I hope this story will inspire others, as you mentioned, to take the risk, to understand themselves more and more and to build this awareness of understanding their capabilities and their potential.
I think it will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you everyone for tuning in today. I think it's always inspiring to hear stories about how people change their careers and really go and follow their passion. So I hope people were inspired by today's story. If you'd like to learn more about Rowan, you can follow her on Instagram at Rowan Kutua, where she posts a lot of her new work with her styling business. And as always, you can follow us at The Thaqafat. Until next time, we continue to connect to the culture. Ma'a salama.